Fiona Ritchie with you. It's time for the Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome. Wendy Weatherby, cellist and tunesmith, with a pair she wrote for her parents, Miss Norma McIntosh and Prestonfield Jimmy. Most of our music may sound old on Thistle, some of it certainly is, but new writing, inspired by and extending the notion of traditional folk or roots music, is emerging all the time. Some comes along without a fanfare, some is commissioned for stage and screen, and a lot of it finds its way to the Thistle office, I'm very glad to say. So we're going to explore some this week, commissioned for the Celtic Connections Festival, that's Patsy Reid, and for the Irish Chamber Orchestra from Bill Whelan. And first, music from a BBC TV documentary about the Hebridean Isle of Mingulay, uninhabited since 1912. Maggie McInnes has forebears from the island on her mother's side. She's always been fascinated by the islanders' stories of survival on the edge of the wild Atlantic, so she was an ideal candidate to arrange music, old Gaelic songs in new settings. Her mother, Flora McNeil, joins her on vocals. This is Maggie McInnes from Leaving Mingulay.
Lagas mi bein I chech Er faran le lior o hafi ho Ben e so her o hi o O hi ri ho ro a va o goro Rwg fal men cyr ach scafain Er faran le lior o hafi ho Ben e so her o hi o O hi ri ho ro a va o goro Gynjach bat y chlan i'r chech Er faran le lior o hafi ho Haster Er fara le lor o hafi ho En e so har o hi o O hi ri har o hafa o goro Er fara le lor o hafi ho En e so har o hi o O hi ri har o hafa o goro Tjech go kias am mel an nair Er fara le lor o hafi ho En e so har o hi o O hi ri har o hafa o
Thank you. elele ho ro ho hua
ro se vai
ho ho hua elele ho ro ho hua
duru na spray
ho ho hua elele ho ro ho hua
atur no ye
ho ho hua elele ho ro ho hua
ko ba bu ti
ho ho hua elele ho ro ho hua
ni an ku ye
ho ho hua elele ho ro ho hua
o lu ai
ho ho hua elele ho ro ho hua
ni an ku
ho ho hua elele ho ro ho hua
share su puai
ho ho hua elele ho ro ho hua
from Leaving Mingulay by Maggie McInnes. Bill Whelan has worked in theatre, film and television. His best known work was the Grammy winning album of music for the theatre show Riverdance. His trilogy of pieces for chamber orchestra, inspired by the rugged beauty of Ireland's west coast and the surging Atlantic that gives it much of its character. This is an excerpt from Carna, the third part of Bill Whelan's Connemara Suite, featuring the Irish Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
From the Connemara Suite, music by Bill Whelan and the Irish Chamber Orchestra with fiddler Zoe Conway. We have a commissioned work from Patsy Reid ahead. Look for playlists with full details of our featured music. We post them, a new one, each week, and then archive them at thistleradio.com. And also, if you feel you missed something on the radio and you want a chance to listen again, you can do that for a limited time. That's all at thistleradio.com, and this is NPR. Fiona Ritchie still with you. William Jackson and Gráinne Hamley there with harp music from Ireland and Scotland. Patsy Reid was commissioned for a 2008 debut at the Celtic Connections Festival. She decided to combine her love of traditional and classical music, and the outcome is Bridging the Gap. This is the first movement. Fiddles are from composer Patsy Reid, Aidan O'Rourke, Anna Wendy Stevenson, Deirdre Morrison, Lydia Whittaker, with Ian Hutchison and Mary Campbell on violas and Natalie Haas on cello. Bridging the Gap by Patsy Reid.
Thank you.
From Patsy Reid's Celtic Connections Commission, Bridging the Gap, recorded live at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. Our radio programme is The Thistle and Shamrock. It's a thistleradio.com production with programme playlists posted and archived each week and a listen again feature. Thistleradio.com is your best destination online. There's loads there to explore. We'll also mail programme playlists to you if you like. Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. This live concert, recorded in 2007 at the Perth Concert Hall, of the music of piper, composer Gordon Duncan, a national treasure. Proceeds from performances and recordings going to the Gordon Duncan Memorial Trust. Ross Ainslie, Ali Hutton and the concert band with Full Moon Down Under, Thunderstruck and Angus Thing. See you next time. from A National Treasure, the music of Gordon Duncan, with Ross Ainslie, Ali Hutton and friends, recorded live at Perth Concert Hall in Scotland. Thanks again for joining me for the Thistle and Shamrock. Come back again next week here on Public Radio. In the meantime, you can connect via our website at thistleradio.com or on social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, and on Facebook, look for and like Thistle Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognising exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. Newman's Own Foundation, giving all profits from Newman's Own to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, whose commission to build a healthier America works to improve health where Americans live, learn, work and play. This is NPR Music.